Why do mosquitoes exist? Why do they exist? Welcome back to $3 Down, but why do mosquitoes exist? What purpose do they serve? What do they serve? What do they do? Other than being just a general nuisance to society at large, why do they exist? What do they bring to the table in the ecological spectrum of the world? What are they doing to better the environment? What's up there, dude? I know they're like a food source to certain animals, but like, I'm sure they can find something else to eat, right? Would the world be able to just go on as it is if mosquitoes were just removed from the face of the planet somehow? Would we continue to be? Would we continue to be as we are now without mosquitoes? Because, like, I don't think I have held such hatred towards a single insect more than I do mosquitoes. I hate them. Absolutely despicable creatures. I hate them with all of my heart and soul. Who do you know who's ever said the words, "Mosquitoes are my favorite insect"? Who says that? Who says that? Absolute fiends. Wait, hold on. I gotta go back on that. Because I saw on Reddit that there's like a subgenre of people who actually really enjoy getting stung by mosquitoes. They will like willingly get stung by mosquitoes and just enjoy the feel of it. They like having the bumps all over them. Those people are actual freaks. I'm sorry, but they are actual weirdos. What is up there, dude? What is going on there? But barring those people, let's just forget that they exist. Screw mosquitoes. They suck. I hate them. We got to come up with like a DNA bomb that can just wipe out mosquitoes, dude. Ridiculous creatures. Absolutely ridiculous. I hate them. Hate them. I go outside for 2 seconds, come back in. I'm like, what is that itchiness? Oh my God. There's 3 bumps on me, dude. And it's the worst when they double dip. When they double dip on the same bite, dude. They get some, they remove the needle, then they go back again. So now you got like two or three bumps all in the general area. And it's like amplifying the itchiness into oblivion. What is this, dude? Absolutely ridiculous. I hate them. Despise them. I went to Walmart with my friend the other day. Good Lord. We were just going to go and get some clothes and whatnot. We were coming out. We were driving in my car. I was driving. We were about to put all our stuff in the trunk of my car. My friend saw that I had all this nonsense back there, as he called it. He calls it nonsense. I got a pack of water, a bunch of those cup of noodle thingies, a bunch of those. I got a whole bunch of clothes in there. Whole bunch of clothes. I got spare pants, spare shirts, spare underwear, spare shoes and socks. I got a tent. Yes, I have a tent in my car. My friend's looking at me like, what is wrong with you? Why do you have all this stuff in here? I'm like, dude, it never hurts to be prepared. You never know what can happen when you're out. You know what I mean? I got jumper cables back there. Every car should come with jumper cables. But I got all this stuff back there because you never know what could happen. He's looking at me like I'm out of my mind. I wouldn't consider myself like a doomsday prepper or some nonsense. I don't go that far, dude. No. But I mean, I feel like that's some typical stuff you would find in anybody's car, to be honest. Who wouldn't have that stuff in there? He's looking at me like I'm insane. I feel like everyone should have water bottles, like extra food that's easy to make. And like especially spare clothes, dude. Especially spare clothes. The amount of times I have had people like just say, man, good Lord, I thought that fart was just going to be a fart. Turns out it wasn't just a fart. You got some spare underwear? Yeah, I got some spare underwear, buddy. I got you. Good Lord, you never know what's going to happen. You could shit yourself. You got to have a spare pair of underwear in your car, dude. Luckily, I have never had an incident happen to me in public, but I know many a people who have. And because I had some underwear in my car, they were able to go on about their day just fine and dandy. Some clothes, spare shoes, dude. You never know what could happen, especially the tent. The tent, now, I can kind of see maybe going a bit too far on the tent, but, like, that's, like, an extreme. My dad just gave me that tent and I just kept it in my car. I never really thought about having the tent. He just gave it to me. I put it in the trunk of my car, and I just sort of forgot about it. But now I just leave it in there and say, who knows? You never know. Might need a tent. Might need to pitch a tent somewhere. Might need to sleep outside for some reason. Who knows, dude? You should always be prepared. Always be prepared. I think at the very least, keep some clothes and some water in your car. At the very least, if you're not going to have anything else I mentioned, at least clothes and water. And the jumper cables. Yeah, especially jumper cables. Clothes, water, and jumper cables. Good lord. I feel like jumper cables are very normal, though. I feel like everyone maybe has a pair of jumper cables in their car, but for the people who don't, definitely keep a pair of jumper cables in your car. Very handy. Very helpful. Good lord, dude. You know what I've been drinking recently? Capri Sun. You know what Capri Sun is? Very delicious drink. Very delicious. Been drinking a lot of it. I haven't drunk any since I was a kid in elementary school. And then I was prowling. What did I try to say? I don't know. Prowling? Perusing? Perusing Kroger's, and I saw a pack of Capri Sun, dude. I was like, whoa, I remember this stuff. This stuff is delicious. I bought me a pack of Capri Sun. They're a lot smaller than I remember. Either that, or I guess I just got bigger, and now they just don't seem as filling. They're definitely not as filling, but man, those things hit the spot, though. They are really good at just quenching your thirst. There's not a lot of it in there, though. Truly, like 5 seconds, I could just drink that for like 5 seconds, it's gone. But man, does it taste good. The lemonade one, that stuff is ridiculous. I don't know what they put in that nonsense, but it is so good, it's kind of scary. Actually scary. Just the plain lemonade one. Lemonade, strawberry kiwi, and the fruit punch ones, those are absolutely top tier, dude. I bring those with me to work. I got a lunchbox, and I just keep up like 5 or 6 of them in my lunchbox because I go through them so quickly. There's not a lot of it in the actual packaging, but I mean, they're so good, and like I really don't need a lot. I just need something to quench my thirst, something to wet my whistle, and we're good to go, so I can keep on working. Very delicious, dude. If you've never tried Capri Sun, it's very good, especially if you got kids. They'll like it a lot. Really good thirst quenchers. Good lord. Been drinking a lot of Capri Sun and Monster Energy. I've been scamming my coworker for all he's worth, asking him to get me Monster Energy every single day. Every day I'm like, hey buddy, can you hook me up with some Monster Energy? He's like, again? Dude, you have all this water, all this Capri Sun. Yeah, I know, but I really want a Monster Energy. Really want one. And he's very nice. I mean, it's a give and give relationship. I'm not just taking Monster Energies from this guy. I give him my Capri Suns and water. I bring Nature Valley bars to work. I give him Nature Valley bars and whatnot. And he figures the least he could do is just give me a Monster Energy. Now, granted, those Monster Energies, we get them out the vending machine at work, and those things are like $3 a pop. It comes up to about $3. It's like $2.85. But still, dude, I don't know what's going on with me. I can't stop drinking these Monster Energies. It's becoming a problem. To be honest, kind of scared. I read somewhere that this dude, he like died drinking Monster Energy. He died, I think, after he drunk, what was it? He drunk like 4 Monster Energies in an hour, I think. And he just had like a heart attack or some nonsense. He just died, just flat out. I was telling my coworker this, and he was like, dude, we should really test the limits of that again. He really wanted me to test the limits of that and see how many I could drink in under an hour before I felt like I was about to pass on. I was like, I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm a little scared. And I'm not going to lie, every time I drink a Monster Energy, my heart just starts beating so fast, dude. It's kind of scary, but I can't stop drinking it because it just tastes so good. I don't really drink it for like the energy aspect of it. I just drink it because it tastes good. I just like the taste of it. I think it tastes better than Red Bull. Now, granted, I'm sure this stuff is terrible for you, but man, does it taste good. Red Bull is awful, though. Red Bull tastes awful. It's like a worse version of Monster Energy. If I had to choose between the two, I'm definitely going with Monster Energy. I'm not sponsored by any of these brands, by the way, but man, Red Bull is bad. It is so bad. Oh God. It just tastes like a worse version of Monster Energy. That's the best way I can describe it. They have like a kind of similar taste, but Red Bull just tastes, what's the word for it? It tastes staler. It's like someone left it out in the sun for like 3 weeks. Someone found it, put it in the fridge, and just decided to drink it. It tastes like that. I don't know, man. It tastes so bad. Good Lord. So bad. Monster Energy is definitely top tier when it comes in the taste department, but man, that stuff makes my heart go. Makes my heart go, dude. It gets a little scary sometimes because I'm like, okay, take it easy now. Take it easy. Let's slow it down a little bit. I'm just sitting down. Why is my heart going a mile a minute? Come on now. Good God, dude. But man, it tastes good. It goes good with everything. Christ, dude. And you know what I've been thinking about? I've been thinking about Endgame a lot. Avengers Endgame. I've been thinking about it. And you know, spoilers, by the way. Let's say that. Spoilers inbound. You know in the movie when they snap everyone back into existence that Thanos snapped away in Infinity War? Did they mention that... Okay, listen. So you know when Thanos snapped everyone away, they just faded away where they were, right? Where they were is where they just faded from existence. When they got snapped back in Endgame, do they come back in the same spot they were snapped? Do they do that? Or do they come back in like a safe position? I'm thinking it's a bit more on the dark side, where they come back exactly where they died. What about all the people that got snapped while they were in an airplane? What about all the people that got snapped while they were like swimming or some nonsense, dude? And now, like, they're getting snapped back, and now they're just plummeting to their death or whatever, or drowning because they weren't expecting it. What happened there? Did they even mention that? They might have mentioned what happened. Maybe, who knows? Maybe I'm thinking way too darkly about this, but I'd like to think that the most reasonable conclusion to this is that they got snapped back exactly where they got snapped away from, that exact position. If they were in the air, they got snapped back in the air, and unfortunately for them, they're about to die again. That's how I see it. It's a little messed up, but did they even mention that? I found myself thinking about that, like, what about those people that got snapped back? And you know what else? What about all the people who unfortunately, like, just ended their own lives due to the sheer distraught that came from watching their loved ones just fade from existence? And then their loved ones, they get snapped back into reality, and now the ones that are back have to find out that the people who remained died because they couldn't handle the stress of their loved ones being snapped away. So now there's like a huge conundrum there. What is, dude, I think I'm digging way too deep into this, but these are just the things I think about when I'm just sitting here, dude. It's very interesting to just throw these random thoughts out there and just let it be known. You know what I mean, though? It's I'm digging a rabbit hole now. I'm going on a rant. I'm rambling a bit. It's starting to make, Listen. It might not make much sense, but trust me, it does make sense. It does make sense. I don't know what else to say, dude. It's just a little messed up. I don't know if they mentioned that, but I hope they did. I'm sure they did. Maybe they all get, I mean, it is Marvel. Maybe they all just get snapped back into a safe position on the ground. What if they got snapped away and they were like in an airplane and they got snapped in a desert? Where are they going to go? If you put them back on the ground, but now they're in the Sahara Desert or whatever, in the Mojave Desert, what are they going to do? They're screwed. At that point, I want to stay snapped. You know what I mean? I want to stay gone, dude. You're killing me again. What's up with that? Good God, dude. You know what game I've been thinking about recently? Been thinking about that Splitgate game. Splitgate. Remember like a few months ago when it was like the biggest game out there for a little bit? What happened to it? It just sort of faded away from the face of the planet. What happened to Splitgate? That game was pretty fun too. It was pretty fun. I played it when it was booming. It came out, that was like its second release. When it first came out, it was like a beta and it was called Splitgate Arena Warfare. And I played it during that time period. But then they came out with the new one, which is just called Splitgate. But now I don't see anyone talking about it. I don't see any clips on Twitter. I don't see any videos on YouTube about it. Granted, I'm not really going out of my way to look for them, so I'm sure they're out there. But still, dude, I used to see them everywhere, even when I wasn't searching for it. What happened to Splitgate? What did they do? People were saying, this is going to be huge. This game is going to be, this is going to be the Halo killer. This is going to be something else. And now I don't see anyone talking about it, dude. What happened to Splitgate? Good Lord. I mean, I enjoyed it. I'm not like digging at the game or anything. I enjoyed it. I liked it a lot. I played it for a little bit and I thought I was pretty good at it. Not to toot my own horn or anything, but I thought I was pretty decent at it. I liked it a lot. But now, I don't know, man. Who's even still playing it? I know there's a way to see how many people are still playing it on Steam, but I don't know how. But, man, dude, that game was fun. It just doesn't seem like it, people talk about it at all. Good Lord. A game I've been playing a lot, though, is Gunfire. I've been playing this game called Gunfire Reborn. Really fun game. It's a roguelike game. FPS. You play as these, like, animal creatures. But it's really fun. It's multiplayer. It's got VoIP. Really fun game. A bunch of different characters you can play who all have, like, their own special abilities and whatever. You go around different levels finding good guns, upgrading those guns, upgrading your character along the way. It's very fun. Very fun game. Very addicting game. I like it a lot. I highly recommend it. If you're looking for a nice game to play, maybe with friends or by yourself, play Gunfire Reborn. Very fun. It's on Steam. I think it's like $12, I think. Which, in my opinion, is an omega steal, considering how good the game is. It's $12. It's $12 on Steam, but it's very fun. Very fun game. Really good. Still being updated as well. It's not even out of the beta, but still, very fun game if you're looking for a new game to play. Gunfire Reborn. Play it with your friends. It's even better with friends, like every game is. Well, not necessarily. Some games, I don't want to play with anybody. Good Lord, like Minecraft. Don't like playing Minecraft with other people. But speaking of Minecraft, I tried playing Minecraft recently, but I think my problem is I played so much Minecraft when I was younger. Trying to play it now, I just can't sit down for like more than 10 minutes and play that game. I think I burnt myself out on Minecraft so hard. Trying to get back into it it's almost impossible. I can't do it. And a lot of people say, oh, well, just play with mods. I don't know. Go play in a server or some nonsense. No, man. I don't really like playing with mods. You know what I mean? I like a nice raw vanilla cookie cutter experience. I don't like playing Minecraft with mods. I don't. I like keeping it simple. But every time I try to play it, very boring. Very boring. And Minecraft is like one of my favorite games. Maybe I gotta wait a little bit more till I get that strong urge, really strong urge to play it. But right now, whenever I try to play it, dude, it's just not gonna work. Very, very stale. Very stale for me. Christ. It is what it is, though. Still a good game. Still very fun. I love Minecraft. Really good game. Man, I had some chicken for dinner tonight. I had some chicken for dinner tonight. We got some Popeyes. My dad was originally going to go to Bojangles. This place called Bojangles. I hate Bojangles. I do not. Well, I mean, it's not too bad. But like, in terms of, I guess, fast food fried chicken, it's definitely down there. It's pretty low, in my opinion. They're the only really, oh man, even their fries are a little hit or miss, though. I guess this goes location by location, but the one we go to, they're so inconsistent with the seasoning of their fries. Sometimes they could get it just right. It's got that nice hint of salt, but not too much salt where it's like overbearing. Sometimes they get it so there's no salt at all on it, so the fries are just bland. And sometimes they do it so there's so much salt you can hardly eat it without your heart rate going up into oblivion. It's like, what's going on, dude? Plus, their chicken really isn't anything too special. It's a little soggy. Like, it's a little damp. That's the worst. I want crunchy chicken. You know what I mean? Not chicken where the skin is, like, wet paper. Oh, God. That's how it is most of the time. It's like wet paper. It's such an, really terrible consistency, in my opinion. And the last time we got Bojangles, I had to remind my dad. The last time we got Bojangles, he got the, I think it's called the tailgate meal. I think that's what it's called, the tailgate. It's like you get like 12 pieces of chicken and like a couple of sides along with some biscuits and a big old jug of iced tea. They put it all in their little carry-on box. You know how McDonald's has that Happy Meal box? It's like a Happy Meal box, but a lot bigger for Bojangles. They put it all in there. My dad goes home. He opens everything up, and he sees that they gave us two humongous boxes of biscuits. Just biscuits. No sides. They gave us the iced tea. No sides, no chicken anywhere to be seen. Just biscuits. Two big boxes of biscuits. That man took that stuff right back and gave them an earful. They were like, what? What? How did that happen? That's what I'm wondering. How did that happen? How do you mess that up? Who in their right mind would ever order that many biscuits anyway? That you would have that and like not show any concern as to why someone was ordering this many biscuits. Who put that in that box? Who put that in that box? I will never live that down, dude. They gave us those biscuits back because they're not going to take them back. It's food. They're not going to take it back. So we still had two huge boxes of biscuits. Now, granted, the one good thing about Bojangles is their biscuits. I really like their biscuits. You put some honey on that stuff. Their biscuits are really good. So I wasn't really complaining, but that's not what we ordered, you know? We just paid like $30-something for some chicken and sides, not two boxes of biscuits. So, I mean, granted, we came home with more food than what we ordered. It was just biscuits, but still, really odd that they got that wrong. They do that a lot, too. That wasn't the first time they messed it up, but that was the first time they messed it up really badly. That badly. Sometimes they would get a side dish wrong. Instead of giving us two fries, they would give us one. Instead of giving us red rice and beans, they would just give us beans. That's another thing, too. Their pinto beans are terrible. Oh god, really bad. I think it's called dirty rice, just rice with like sausage in it. It's really good though. Their dirty rice is good, their biscuits are good, and their fries can be good. They can be good, but it's so hit or miss. So hit or miss, dude. It's So we just went to Popeyes. Popeyes is really good. I like Popeyes' fries. I like those fries that have like that nice thin layer of like flour, I guess that's what's on it. I like that. You know what else has those types of fries? Rallies, or I guess Checkers. Rallies or Checkers, it's the same deal. Their fries are like that too. I like those types of fries. Really good. They got that nice crunch, but they're not super crunchy, while also having like a nice soft interior. Really delicious fries. Plus their chicken is nice and crunchy as well. Their red rice and beans are really good, and their biscuits are nice and soft too. They're not dry. Really good stuff, dude. Really good stuff. I saw a lot of people saying that Popeyes has dry biscuits, but I mean, at least the one I go to, their biscuits are nice and soft, really soft. You put some honey on there too, really delicious, really delicious. You know, chicken place I don't see a lot of people talking about is Church's. You seen a Church's chicken before? Church's chicken. When I used to live in California, my parents went to Church's chicken a lot, like a lot. I really like Church's chicken's biscuits. Because they would have like a honey glaze on their biscuits by default. I'm pretty sure it was honey, at least. They had some type of glaze. It tasted like honey. I'm pretty sure it's honey. But the problem with Church's chicken, at least the one I went to, their chicken was so greasy. It was ridiculous. You could literally squeeze it and just witness the grease, the raw grease coming out of that chicken. It was ridiculous how greasy it was. It was nasty. So nasty, in my opinion. They had the absolute worst chicken. I swear to God, man. It was so bad. So bad. We haven't gotten Church's chicken since. There's plenty of Church's chickens out here in Georgia. But, like, we were so traumatized with how greasy that chicken was out in California, we haven't gone back to try it. We should try it, though. We're in a whole different state, whole different side of the country. Who knows? It might be pretty good now. But, my God, that was some of the greasiest food I have ever seen in my entire life. Really bad. Really bad chicken. But their biscuits, though? Biscuits are really good, and their french fries are really good. I remember they had some chicken sandwiches as well. Those chicken sandwiches were good. And I think, what was the place that had, like, chicken pot pie? Was that KFC? I think it was KFC. KFC had, I don't know if they still have it. It might have been, like, some limited time thing. But KFC had really good chicken pot pie. Really good. They should have kept it. to be honest. It was so good. Chicken pot pie. I'm pretty sure they don't have it anymore, but it was good. They should bring it back. Seriously, bring it back. It was pretty tasty, dude. Speaking of food, I went to Sonic the other day. Rolled up to Sonic. I was going through the drive-thru. I was on my lunch break. On my lunch break from work. Went to Sonic. In the drive-thru, the lady is talking to me. She's like, "Hello, sir. Welcome to Sonic." In the deepest voice I have ever heard in my entire life. Literally so deep, I thought it was a man. I was like, "Hey, thank you, sir. Yeah, can I get this this double cheeseburger with a side of fries, please?" He's like, "I'm not a sir, I'm a ma'am, and my God, it was like my realities just got shattered. I didn't even know what to say. I felt so bad. I was like, I'm so sorry. And I almost said sir again. I had to catch myself. I was like, "I'm so sorry, sir." And I wasn't doing it to be mean or anything. Dude, if you were there, I'm telling you, you would have thought that was a man speaking to you. "I'm sorry." That was the deepest voice I have ever heard. And those, you know how those intercoms sound? They sound terrible. So it didn't do much to help because I could barely hear him anywhere, hear her anywhere. I'm sorry. But my God, it was the most embarrassing thing. Rolling up to the window to get my food, she was just giving me the death stare the entire time, dude. She told me what the total was, and I'm just digging through my wallet, and out the corner of my eye, I can just see her boring into my head. Like, dude, oh my God, I couldn't take it, dude. I haven't been up to that Sonic since. I'm a coward. I haven't been back up there. I'm trying to give it like a cool down period, like a grace period. I'm sure they have forgotten by now. They've long since forgotten about that. But oh my God, dude, it was one of the most embarrassing things. I felt so bad. I sat there and ate my food, and I was just thinking about that encounter. Like, damn. Very weird. But dude, I'm telling you, that was the deepest voice I've ever heard. Seriously, it was crazy. Crazy. And when we got to the window, she sounded a lot better. It was that intercom, man. It was without a doubt because of the intercom. Their intercom sucks. You can barely hear them. When I got up to the window so she could talk to me in person, definitely, it sounded like a different person. It was the same person, but it sounded like a completely different person just because that intercom was so terrible. It was, dude, it's just terrible to listen to. Good God, dude. Why don't they get better intercoms? What's up with that? Why are so many fast food joints, why are their intercoms just so bad? Sometimes, dude, like, and they're looking at me like I'm crazy. When I'm like, "Can you repeat that? What did you say?" I'm telling you, man, your intercom sucks. I'm sorry. I can barely hear you, but it is what it is, I guess. Their main focus is just sell as many burgers as we can. They don't care, man. They don't care. They're still working fine, I guess. But, man, they could do better. They can do better. Get better intercoms, please. Christ. But I think that just about does it. I think we're good to go. So before we leave, before I forget, it's time to recommend a song. Yes. It's time to recommend a song. You know what I want to start doing eventually? I don't think this podcast is large enough to do this right now. But eventually, I want to like open up the viewer mail thing. I think there's a setting you can do on Anchor where you can let people send in, I guess, voice messages and listen to them and respond to them on the podcast. Maybe some way they can send in like text ones as well if they don't want to talk, which is fine. Send in text ones, but I just don't think the podcast is large enough right now for that to happen. We don't have an audience large enough to do that. But eventually, if this podcast gets big enough, definitely want to try doing that. I think that'd be pretty fun. Maybe, who knows, maybe even take like viewer calls. See what everyone has to say about whatever. About whatever they want to talk about, except for nothing too crazy, you know what I mean? Nothing outlandish. But let's see, what do we want to recommend? Let's see, dude. I got some good songs here. It's hard to choose when you got so many good options. No, that's terrible. I don't know why that's even in my playlist. Let's actually remove that. Oh, here we go. Listen to Time in Mind by the Two Bears. Time in Mind by the Two Bears. Really good song. Really good song, dude. I enjoy it a lot. It's a good song. Really good song. But I think that's going to be it for me. If you enjoy this podcast, please be sure to share it wherever you go on social media. Let your friends know. Let your family know. Let your spouse know. Let whoever know that this podcast exists. Please. If you enjoyed it, be sure to look out for the next episode, whenever it will be. Thank you very much for listening, and I will see you all, or maybe not see you, but you know what I mean. I will see you all later. Goodbye.